The radiologist was a woman of my own age, but more smartly dressed, and emanating a confidence that I did not feel. I was, in fact, scared of being diagnosed with cancer. "There's your lump," the radiologist said, pointing to the ultrasound screen. It was a black amoeba, a puffed-up blob, a thing unknown. "As far as I am concerned," the doctor said kindly, "no woman goes home without an explanation. I am going to use a needle to try to get fluid out of it. If I can't, you'll have a this afternoon biopsy." "The needle is going to hurt," she added. "Hurt?" It seemed to me that pain might be a welcome distraction. I turned onto my side and the needle slipped in. An imagined clock ticked loudly in my head. Minutes seemed to pass. "Are you getting anything?" I asked finally. "Nah," she said, "the angle's no good. I'm going to try again." I watched the needle enter. I pictured operations and chemo and radiation treatments. But the doctor was smiling. She held out the syringe. Inside was an inch of yellowy-green goo. "Feel," she said, "your lump is gone." Just so, my life, that might have veered off into chaos, had slotted back into place. But at the same time, I had changed. I felt intensely aware of the great gift of life and of a will to make more of the blessings with which I have been showered. Life, as Leopold Bloom says with satisfaction in Joyce's Ulysses, life.